Class 7, Physics, Chapter 2, Motion. Rest and Motion. An object is said to be at rest if it does not change its position with respect to the stationary surroundings. An object is said to be in motion if it changes its position with respect to the stationary surroundings. Rest and motion are relative terms. In order to describe the motion of an object, we need to keep in mind three factors. Number one, the distance of the body from a reference point. Number two, the direction of motion of the body. Number three, the time of motion. Types of motion. Motion is classified as being of four types. Translatory motion, which comprises of rectilinear and curvilinear motion, rotatory motion, oscillatory motion, and vibratory motion. Rectilinear motion. The motion of an object is said to be rectilinear if it moves along a straight line path, example, a bird flying along a straight line. Curvilinear motion. The motion of an object is said to be curvilinear if it moves along a curved path, example, a basketball thrown into the basket. Rotatory motion. A motion is said to be rotatory if an object moves in a circular path around a fixed axis without changing its position. Example, motion of an electric fan. Oscillatory motion. An oscillatory motion is the back and forth motion which takes place about a mean position. Example, motion of a simple pendulum. Vibratory motion. Vibratory motion is that in which a part of a body undergoes oscillatory motion and the remaining body stays at rest. Example, vibrations of the strings of the stringed instrument, where the strings vibrate but the instrument remains stationary. Periodic motion. A motion is said to be periodic if it repeats itself after a fixed interval of time. Example, motion of the moon around the earth. Non-periodic motion. A motion is said to be non-periodic when it repeats itself at non-irregular intervals of time. Example, the motion of a car on a busy road. Random motion. It is the chaotic, haphazard movement of atoms and molecules. It is also called Brownian motion. Example, movement of pollen grains in water. Combination of motion. Combination of motion is said to take place when a motion comprises of any two types of motion out of translatory, rotatory, and oscillatory. Example, when a car moves on the road, it has translatory motion, whereas its wheels have rotatory motion. Uniform and non-uniform motion. Uniform motion is a kind of motion in which a body covers equal distance in equal intervals of time. Example, a car going along a straight level road at a steady speed. Non-uniform motion is a kind of motion in which a body covers unequal distance in equal intervals of time. Example, a bouncing ball. Distance. It is the actual path travelled by a body between the points it moves. Its SI unit is meter. It is a scalar quantity, that is, it has only magnitude but no direction. Speed. It is the distance travelled in unit time. Speed is distance divided by time. Its SI unit is meter per second. Average speed. It is the ratio of the total distance travelled to the total time taken to cover that distance. Average speed is equal to total distance divided by total time taken. Weight and mass of a body. Weight is the force with which the body is attracted towards the center of the earth. Its SI unit is Newton. Mass is the amount of matter contained in the body. Its SI unit is kg. Weight and mass are related as weight is equal to mass into acceleration due to gravity. There are many differences between weight and mass of a body.